Rocky View County, the RCMP has found the stolen quad police were looking for Friday in connection with an ongoing homicide investigation in Rocky View County. On August 9, RCMP Major Crimes Unit and Strathmore RCMP asked residents in the rural areas surrounding Strathmore to check their property in an effort to locate a quad reported stolen from Wheatland County on August 7 at 1:34 p.m. At the time, RCMP said they were following up on all leads related to the fatal shooting of a Rocky View County employee and the wounding of a Fortis, Alberta employee on August 6 at Range Road 282 and Township Road 250 in Rocky View County. RCMP Major Crimes Unit and Strathmore RCMP reported Saturday morning that the stolen quad was discovered abandoned in the Didsbury area. RCMP is following up on all potential leads and cannot confirm at this time whether the quad incident is connected to the homicide investigation, police said in a press release issued around 10 a.m. August 10. The homicide suspects have not been identified and remain at large. Related: RCMP release photo of person of interest in shooting of Rocky View County employee. After the shooting, the suspects fled the scene in a stolen Rocky View County work truck, which RCMP recovered. RCMP released a photo Friday of a person of interest, who they believe may have information which can assist them in this investigation. He was last seen in Cochrane on August 5, 2024, between 7 and 8 a.m. RCMP also asked for help to identify a potential witness to the August 6 shooting and released an image of a dark gray-colored Volkswagen Golf Sportwagon. This car was captured on dash cam video driving past the scene at Range Road 282 and Township Road 250. At the same time the shooting occurred, on August 6 at 11:55 a.m. Through the investigation, another vehicle of interest was also identified. This vehicle is a white 2013 Dodge Ram with teal aftermarket rims and shell-shaped lug nuts. It was stolen from a residence in the 400 block of Abaddon Place NE Calgary on August 5, 2024, at 5:55 a.m. RCMP is not looking for this vehicle but are seeking public assistance to identify any video footage of this vehicle or the subjects who were in it, between the time of its theft up to the time the shooting occurred. With files from Airdrie City View.